The following is an example of how to do a structured literature search in the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Library is useful when searching for information relating to the effectiveness of interventions. To access the library, if you go to www.thecochranelibrary.com. The easiest way to do a structured search in the Cochrane Library is to use the Advanced Search. If you click on the Advanced Search link, it takes you through to the search page. This is where you can break up your search topic in a structured way. We're going to be searching for information relating to the effectiveness of two interventions, paracetamol and ibuprofen, in young children who have a fever. We have four concepts to search on: ibuprofen, paracetamol, fever and children. And we're going to take each one in turn and search on it separately. And then we'll put them together. So we'll take our first concept, which is ibuprofen. And we're going to think about the synonyms and other related terms that mean the same as ibuprofen and search on them, because authors will use the same terms but describe them maybe slightly differently. So ibuprofen, space, and to combine our synonyms together we use or, brufen, or neurofen, or junifen. Once we've got all our first concept terms together for ibuprofen, we need to add in our next concept, which is paracetamol. And we do this by clicking on the plus button at the side. A second line drops down and we can type in all our paracetamol terms. So paracetamol and our synonyms or related terms, and we separate them with or. So paracetamol or Calpol or acetaminophen. Once we've got our paracetamol terms together, we need to add in our fever terms. And again, we need to click on the button to add another line to our search. And this time we add in fever and all our synonyms separated with or: febrile or pyrexia. And finally, our child terms. So we need to add in a separate line for our children terms. So children, space, or child. We can actually put these two terms together and truncate them in order to pick up both of these in one go. The way we do that is we pick out the stem of the word, which is child, and we add our truncation symbol, which is an asterisk. This will ensure that we pick up not only the singular and plural of these particular term, child and children, but also any other variations such as childhood. We then carry on thinking, well, about adding in other synonyms, which might be infant. And again, we could put infant and truncate that to pick up the singular and plural, but we may miss terms that talk about infancy, so we might just want to take off the T and put our truncation there. You have to be careful about where you're going to put your truncation symbol to make sure you're not going to miss any relevant terms. And again, if we carry on with our synonyms separated with or, we can type in the specialty, which is pediatrics, the English spelling, but we also have the American spelling, which is without the A. Once we've added in all our different terms for each of our concepts, they're all combined in the right way by default with AND. And the only thing left to do is to change whereabouts in the record we want to search for our terms. We could simply choose the record title if we wanted to be very specific and narrow down our results. We could go wider and look at our terms within the full text of the articles. Or we can simply select title, abstract and keywords for each of the lines that we're going to search. And then click on go. This takes us to our results page. When we're searching the Cochrane Library, we're not just searching one database, but we're searching six databases simultaneously. The first is the Cochrane Reviews database. These contain systematic reviews which have been undertaken by the Cochrane Collaboration. They may be full text review articles or they may be protocol articles. So they're systematic reviews which have been registered but not yet completed. And these are denoted by the review and protocol buttons as well in the list. If we wanted to find out more information and look at the abstract and access the full text, we simply click on the title and that will take us through. Alternatively, we may wish to extract the citations and go back to them later. For each of the six databases, we must export the results separately. And to do that, you either select by clicking the box next to the title of the ones you want and clicking on Export Selected. You can also export all the records in one go. If you click on Export Selected, you have the option to export to a PC or to a Mac, and the option to take the citation only or the citation with the abstract. And then you click Export. A text file will open with the results of your particular search. You can then file and save that as you wish. You can also then move on to the other databases. So if we move into the other reviews, the other reviews database contains systematic reviews which have not been conducted by the Cochrane Collaboration and originate from the Centre for Reviews and Dissemination database. Again, we can either select all and export them all at the same time, or we can pick by ticking the box at the side the ones we want to actually look at later, and then export selected. In the same way, we would choose our location and our type and export the citation. And similarly, another text file will open with the results from that particular database. We can then save that file. And you do the same for each of the databases that you go into. So within the trials database, again, you can select the ones you want and then export them in the same way. And that is how to do a very basic structured search within the Cochrane Library.